And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The latest scandal involving Governor Pat McCrory and his administration, uncovered by the Raleigh News and Observer and the Charlotte Observer, has no partisan overtones at all. In fact, not one Democrat played a role in the stories about a meeting McCrory arranged between a donor, Graham Keith Sr., and officials in his Department of Public Safety about Keith's multi-million-dollar prison maintenance contract that was about to expire. It all came from McCrory's own people. A memo about the meeting prepared by McCrory's Department of Public Safety says McCrory opened the meeting and then turned things over to Mr. Keith, who said he had been working on the prison maintenance projects for years and had given a lot of money to politicians, and now it was time for him to get something in return. Secretary of Public Safety Frank Perry, a top McCrory appointee and former FBI agent, said the memo was accurate and that Keith repeated the gist of the comments in another meeting and another phone conversation. That's not liberal bias or the media out to get anybody. That is a pay-to-play scandal that the FBI is now investigating and should be. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.